As are your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. I appreciate the song service this morning, and it floods my soul when we can come and sing about Jesus and have experienced the reality of who the Lord is in our personal lives here this morning. Burden the Lord has put on my heart is entitled Ensign of the People. And I trust that it will be an encouragement and a strength to you this morning. I wish this morning, as my heart desires, that the whole body of Christ were here today. But you're part of it. And I have been in some battles, and as I know that everybody is, and everybody has been in some battles. And the Lord came, and I was seeking the Lord about this meeting, and the Lord began to minister to my heart. And this message that God gave to me and put on my heart, it began to revive me. And I trust that it will be a blessing to you. I'd like to begin over in Exodus in the 17th chapter. Exodus chapter 17, and we will begin. I think to save time this morning, I'm just going to paraphrase, share the story with you just a little bit. Remember, the children of Israel had gone out to do battle with the Amalekites. And when Moses had his hands lifted up, the children of Israel were winning the battle. And they were being victorious as long as Moses' hands were held up. And it said in verse 11, it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. The Lord gave the children of Israel a great victory that day. But I wonder how it was out in the trenches. Out on the battlefield, those that were doing battle and those that were actually had the swords in their hands, those that were being wounded for the cause of God and His people, and they looked up and they began to be defeated, and they felt themselves being driven back. Do you not think that they turned their eyes up to see if Moses still had his hands up in the air? And I imagine when, as Moses' hands got heavy and they began to get tired and be let down, and the children of Israel, those that were fighting, they began to be defeated. And I imagine they looked up there and in their heart they're like, Moses, get your hands up. And when Moses got his hands up, they had renewed strength and courage from God, and they were able to go right on, as Brother Curtis testified about. They were able to press the battle on because God was blessing as long as the hands of Moses were up. And so they won a victory that day. And it said here in the 14th verse, or let's read verse 15. It said, Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. Jehovah Nissi, which means Jehovah is my ensign. Or Jehovah is my banner. An ensign is a flag. It's a banner. It represents something. Another word for ensign or flag or banner is a standard. We talk about standards, don't we? What is the standard this morning? It kind of depends on who you ask. But this is what he's saying. Jehovah is my ensign. Jehovah is my standard. Jehovah is my emblem, my banner. And when a flag is lifted up, when there is an ensign in military troops, do you know that it's held up in times of battle and it serves to be a rallying point for the troops? And read about military tactics of old and battles of old. And when the troops would get discouraged and there would begin to be chaos on the battlefield. In other words, you've got a group of soldiers going this direction and another group of soldiers going over there, and pretty soon there's confusion and chaos. If they would just look to the flag. Look to where the flag was headed. And that would be a rallying point. The flag was used to send signals and messages to the troops. This is where we're going. It also serves the flag or the ensign. It serves to be an identifier. What identifies us this morning? Who identifies us as a people this morning? You see, the other thing that a flag does, that it begins to give esprit de corps to those that are fighting under that flag. There's a mentality of when you go out in warfare, and I've never been on the battlefield, but from what I understand, and I've been in spiritual battles, we begin to lose our personal identity, and now we are a group. Now it's not me with my agenda and my ideas and my opinions, but collectively we are bound together by a common cause and a common purpose and a common goal. That's what a flag represents. It's what a flag does. It's the ensign. And when Moses built the altar to the Lord, he said, Jehovah is my ensign. Jehovah is my banner. Just like when Moses' hands were up in the air and the people could look to that. And there was strength that was gained when they saw Moses' hands up in the air. Well, over in Numbers, let's turn and read. In Numbers, in the first chapter, in the 52nd verse, and there are numerous scriptures that bring this point out, that Numbers 1, verse 52, it said, "The children of Israel shall pitch their tents, every man by his own camp, and every man by his own standard throughout the host." It was in the children of Israel that each tribe had a standard. Each tribe had a flag that represented their tribe. And when they would go on the march and they would begin to move as a people, they got scattered, if the tribes got scattered and intermixed, what they could do is look up and look over the land and find their flag. They find their standard. They find their ensign that had the symbol that represented their tribe and even then their family. And then they could go to that place and they wouldn't be lost anymore, but they would be with their people. Ensign, flag, used to identify people or their purpose. I know coming back from foreign countries sometimes, it is a blessing even coming down out of the air, coming in to home. Even if my feet haven't been there, there is a security that is found there. And Brother James and Brother Curtis mentioned it again this morning. It's a story that Brother James told us this week about the man who'd been a prisoner of war. And when he was released and he crossed that bridge, and there were the troops that were waiting for him, and they were holding the U.S. flag right there. And he fell down and he buried his face in that flag, and the tears were falling down his face. Do you know it was because there was a security there? There was a sense of belonging that he did not have when he was in a strange land. Folks, when we get separated from our people, when we get separated from our standard bearer, when we get separated from what gives us unity and purpose, it's going to bring confusion to us. It's going to bring disunity. It's going to bring maybe one person going that way and another person going that way. But on the battlefield, the answer is get your eyes on the flag. What message is the ensign sending this morning? Oh, it's used to rally the troops. And you know, it is the enemy's purpose to capture the flag, is it not? Because if they can capture the flag, they have taken this symbol in that which gives purpose to those that are fighting. There's that game the children play, capture the flag. Folks, the enemy is trying to capture the flag this morning. The enemy tries to capture the flag because if the flag is taken down, if the ensign is removed, if the standard is let down, what happens is people lose their goal. I don't even know what I'm fighting for anymore. What am I striving for? What are we working for this morning as a people? And the flag is also used as a symbol of victory, is it not? When the enemy has been conquered and they lower the standard or the flag of the enemy and they raise the flag. I was reading recently about Francis Scott Key. And it was in the War of 1812. And it was, I believe it was in, or yes, 1812, it was in 1814 when Francis Scott Key wrote the song, "Oh Say Can You See?" By the dawn's early light, he wrote what we now call the national anthem. But what was he looking for? He was looking to see if the flag over Fort McHenry was still flying. They were being bombarded. It was in Baltimore, I believe. And the British were bombarding the Americans. They said over 1,500 shells had been fired over there. And it was a stormy night, if I understand correctly. And in the battle, the smoke filled the air. It was nighttime and it was dark. But previous to that encounter in 1813, the commander of that fort had had a special flag made. The dimensions of it, I looked it up, it said it was 30 feet by 42 feet. The flag. And he wanted that flag flown over the fort because he said, "I want the enemy to see it." And then within a year, the enemy was on the doorstep. And they were fighting, trying to defeat the Americans. And that's why Francis Scott Key found himself, because of a prisoner exchange that was going on the British ship. And in the morning, can you see as it began to dawn, he was looking to see, have they surrendered? Have the British conquered? Or is the flag still flying? And that's why he asked the question, "Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?" This morning, I'm not as interested in whether it's the American flag or the British flag or an African flag. Those things really become immaterial. But what is important to us this morning is, what flag are we fighting under today spiritually? Have we lost sight this morning of the ensign? There is an ensign for God's people this morning. And I believe if we can get our eyes on the ensign, it would start to clear up some of the confusion and some of the chaos and some of the disunity and some of the things that we begin to wonder, what am I even doing here? What am I giving my life for? Folks, we need to get our eyes back on the ensign of the people. It was prophesied, and I want to read it to you. In the 11th chapter of Isaiah, beginning verse 10. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 10. It said, "And in that day," and folks, we are in that day this morning. He said, "In that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious." I want to share with you a little bit this morning of what the ensign of the people means to us this morning. Folks, Jesus Christ came to be our ensign today. And if we get our eyes on people, we're going to get confused. There are many voices in the world. There are people that you may have confidence in this morning. And one person is saying one thing, and someone else is saying something else. Folks, the enemy's purpose is to divide. It is to bring confusion and chaos to where we throw our hands up and say, "I don't know what I'm fighting for anymore. I don't know which direction to go." But folks, Jesus came to be an ensign to the people. Jesus Christ is our standard this morning. We this morning cannot find salvation in anybody else. There is no group of people. There is no ministry. There is no church. There's no opinion here represented this morning that can deliver people from sin. There's only one that can do that, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is our ensign. And when people begin to try to rally the forces, my question is, what are we rallying around this morning? Folks, we need to rally around Jesus Christ, because there we will find victory. There we will find power to overcome in our life. But if we rally around a cause of man, if we rally around opinion, morning. They will not stand the test of time. But if we will get our eyes on Jesus Christ this morning, He can be alive in reality. And now I have purpose. Now I have reason to live. And with all of the confusion and the smoke that may be around the camp today, I say that the flag of Jesus is still flying high. Folks, Jesus has not lowered the flag. It's not a white flag this morning. You know, a white flag represents surrender. Whereas a flag that's at half-mast is a flag in sorrow. What kind of an ensign, what kind of a flag have you been looking at this morning? Jesus Christ is still lifted up as our standard. He is still there to draw people unto Himself. That ought to put the spring back in our step, folks. When we begin to get weary and we begin to get confused and I start to not understand because of this and that and the other, it's time to get our eyes on Jesus Christ this morning and begin to live life and know Jesus is my standard. Oh, thank God there's a song that says, I want to be like Jesus. Who do you want to be like this morning? I want to be like Jesus. I want to act like Jesus. I want to live like Jesus. I want to do what Jesus would do. That ought to be our desire this morning, Lord. That's what I want to rally to. I want to be like Jesus. Oh, I thank God that in that day which we are in this morning, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. That was speaking of Jesus Christ, the root of Jesse, David's father. And hence came Jesus Christ from that lineage. Jesus said over in Revelation, the 22nd chapter, He said, I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and the morning star. The bright and the morning star is that star which ushers in the sun. And this morning, if you have begun to be confused, if this morning you kind of started to wonder, what is this all about? You say, what is this? Where you go to service, what you believe, why are you even in this congregation this morning? You start to wonder, what about this one? And what about I hear over here, and I hear this is going on? It brings confusion and chaos, and there's smoke. And I know there are people this morning that are weary of the battle. But when we are weary, I want you to know this morning that Jesus is still lifted up. And if we will get our eyes back on Him, it'll give us purpose for being. It'll give us, there is still a cause this morning. And you say, what cause? Who are you behind? What cause are you getting behind? Folks, let's get our cause behind Jesus Christ, because He is the one that can get us to heaven. We have no heaven to give to anybody. I have no grace to give to you. I have nothing I can do for you except point you to the ensign of the people. And if you will get your eyes on Jesus, you will find that there is a glorious rest that man cannot give. Thank the Lord for the ensign of the people. He said in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse which shall stand. It shall not be taken down. It's going to stand, and no man can take it. There will be people that will change. There will be people that will move. There will be confusion and there will be disunity and division when you get people involved. But there is a standard this morning that is fixed. It's unmovable. And therein is my hope this morning. And that is in Jesus Christ. This is where we need to find our identity this morning. People come up and say, well, who are you people? You know, this morning, it's not even a confession. I'm happy to declare it to you this morning. I am not a Lutheran. In other words, I'm not a follower of Martin Luther. I'm not a Wesleyan. I'm not a follower of John Wesley. I appreciate the truth that God gave to him. The only reason I know it's truth is when I can come back to the Word of God and say, there it is. It's not because of Martin Luther that the just live by faith this morning. It was that God blessed him and enlightened his vision and his understanding. But it's a Bible truth. the Holy Spirit and sanctification and what the Holy Spirit can do in our life is not a theology of John Wesley. It's true because Jesus taught it. So we're not followers of John Wesley this morning, but nor am I a Warnerite. I'm not a follower of D.S. Warner. God gave him truth. God blessed his life. But what are we? What is our identity this morning? Our identity must go back to what it was in the early morning time when the saints were called what? Christians, which means what? Followers of Christ. Folks, that's our standard this morning. That's our identifier this morning. And people say, what group? And what about this? And what about that? Folks, that's the work of the enemy this morning. If we would get our eyes on Jesus, be identified by Him and His work in our life, we can stand above a lot of the confusion, chaos. And when I am perplexed, thank God we do not have to be in despair this morning, because the ensign of the people, there's still a glorious rest there. Thank God. That's the banner I want to fight under this morning. That's the banner I want. I want, if you come and ask me sometime, if you see I'm getting a little discouraged, maybe have a little blood flowing and have a few scars and have some of the sweat pouring off of me because of the battle, just come and remind me, what banner are you fighting under, Brother Michael? What's your purpose here? What's your goal? I'll confess this. This is confession now. A few weeks ago, the thought came to me, and I know it was from the enemy. But you think, what is the purpose? Here, you're going there and you're taking the gospel, trying to go minister there, and you're going over to that place and ministering. What is the point? What is the purpose? I have a purpose this morning. I have a point. I have a goal. I have something that God wants me to do, and it is to lift up Jesus Christ, because He can still deliver people from sin. And people say, well, what are you going to call them to? Call them to Jesus Christ. Call them to come and repent of their sins. Call them to come and live holy like Jesus set the example, because that's where the power is. Folks, we need to get our eyes on the ensign of the people this morning. Be lifted up. And if your eyes are dimmed with tears this morning, if the smoke of battle has caused you to begin to be disoriented, I would that you lift up your eyes this morning and know that the ensign is still flying high. The Lord has not surrendered, and I don't want to be guilty on my watch of saying it's time to retreat, it's time to lower the flag. But Lord, help us to rise above and get our eyes on Jesus Christ. Song we sing says, lift him up. Can we sing a verse of that? Someone know it? Well,
lift him up, lift him up, lift the name of Jesus higher, lift him up, raise his banner to the sky. He said, I've been lifted up.
Yes, thank the Lord. That ought to be our purpose this morning. Lift him up. And, you know, we can begin to ask ourselves, who is this Jesus? This Jesus is the one that died for us. This Jesus is the one that was resurrected for us. This Jesus is the one that loves us. This Jesus is our friend. He is our Savior. He's our comforter. He's our intercessor. He's our great high priest. And we're discouraged? This Jesus is still alive and well today. He has not changed, and He's still high and lifted up. And when the world comes and says, well, let's see here, what do you have to offer? I come to church here, what do you have to offer? I want to offer Jesus Christ. There is hope there, folks. What the world has to offer with its psychology, Gene, with its ideas and its men's wisdom, again, it might temporarily satiate and help some of the needs that people have, but nothing can save the soul except Jesus Christ. And we need not be ashamed of that this morning. Verse said, and I believe it was mentioned in Sunday school this morning over in the fourth chapter of Acts, where it said, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. There's no other name this morning. So let's get our eyes on the end zone. Let's keep focused. Let's not allow the battle to discourage us this morning, but let us go forward with purpose. This Jesus, there are some that I've heard for years now. It said, let's just preach Jesus and let's not preach doctrine because doctrine divides. But I want to tell you what the Bible teaches. The scripture in John 1 says that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word of God is an expression of Jesus Christ Himself. It is impossible this morning for people that take the concept of preach the man Jesus to the neglect of other doctrines and teaching in the New Testament and say just leave those things aside. It is impossible for us to really know Jesus as He is this morning because it is one and the same. This is Jesus. The Word became flesh. Jesus was an expression and lived out the will of God. And He gave us part of the plan, but the rest of the Word was divinely inspired by God. And it represented His Son. And so we err this morning when we begin to say, let's just lift up the man, but let's leave these other teachings and the Word of God alone. Folks, it's Jesus. That's who Jesus is. That's an expression of who He is and what He's calling for in our life. That is the ensign of the people. And that standard does not change. That standard does not move. Folks, people change. Cultures change. Environments change. Opinions change. But the standard, Jesus Christ, has not changed. And if we want to find that glorious rest this morning, we need to come to the standard, which is Jesus Christ. Sang the song, Lift Him Up. If I be lifted up, John chapter 12, verse 32 and 33, and if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto myself. And He spake this, signifying the death that He was to speak. Jesus was speaking of being lifted up on the cross. Folks, Jesus was lifted up on the cross, and through His death, all men could be drawn unto Him. Where we started the scripture that we begin, or over in Isaiah 11, it said, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people, to it shall the Gentiles seek. So what are we seeking this morning? It was Jesus Christ that broke down that middle wall of partition between Jews and Gentiles, between the rich and the poor, between the illiterate and the learned. Folks, Jesus Christ is what breaks down divisions and breaks down walls. So we need to get our eyes on Him this morning. To it shall all the Gentiles seek. Jesus Christ, folks, is the unifying principle. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords this morning. And I think about what that ensign of the people represents. You know, we are in a kingdom this morning. People want to know when you travel, so what country are you from? You go to church and people say, what church do you go to? In other words, I want to figure out exactly where you're at. I want to know exactly who you are. Folks, we need to be identified by Jesus Christ. By His truth, by His Spirit of love, by His Spirit of long-suffering, by His Spirit, folks, that is what we need to be identified by this morning. And it is to that standard that I can freely give my allegiance. You know, people give their allegiance to things. People can pledge their allegiance to the flag. And if you're an American, you may pledge your allegiance. But if you're from Canada, you'll pledge allegiance to that flag. But this morning, this is the ensign. This is the standard. This is the flag that I can, with open heart, and full-heartedly say, I pledge allegiance to that flag. I can pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ because He will not let us down. Folks, Jesus is not in retreat this morning. In time of distress, I want to reiterate this, in time of distress, in time of confusion, in time of fanaticism, in time of legalism, in time of compromise, in time of worldliness, what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? Where are we going to stand? Have we lost our hope this morning? Are we going to fall into the quagmire of spiritual has-beens here? I say no, because there is an ensign of the people. There is hope. There is still victory. And it's only going to be found when we can come back and get our eyes on Jesus Christ and have our purpose and our vision and our enthusiasm renewed in Jesus Christ and in who He is in our life. You remember, we won't take the time to read it, but on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter, James, and John went up with Jesus. And on the mountain there, Elijah and Moses showed up, came down from heaven and communed with the Lord. And Elijah represented the prophets. And what were the prophets? Prophets were those who were divinely inspired by the Spirit of God. Represents the Spirit in a sense. And we have Moses, who represented the law. And here we have Peter saying, well, it's good to be here. He said, let's build three tabernacles, one for each of them. And the Lord spoke out of heaven, God spoke out of heaven, and He said, this is My beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye Him. This morning, there are a lot of voices. There are a lot of rallying points for people this morning. If you look to man, you are going to be hurt. If you look to man, you are going to be disappointed. And the Lord is saying to us, still today, there is an ensign of the people. This is My beloved Son. Hear ye Him. And the disciples had fallen down in fear. And Jesus came, and He touched him and He picked him up. He said, don't be afraid. And it said when they lifted up their eyes, what did they see? They saw no man save Jesus only. If you are looking to man to rally your spirits, to give you a cause this morning, your eyes are on the wrong thing. But this morning, I would that we would lift up our eyes and that we would see Jesus only. Because the Scripture said that ensign of the people that the Gentiles would seek after, it said His rest would be glorious. And I would that we experience that glorious rest. Jesus was the one that said, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest, or I will give you quietness of spirit. To those that are weary of the battle this morning, to those that are beginning to feel a little bit discouraged because of confusion, because of the rallying points, because of the voices of man, there is a glorious rest this morning that can renew our spirit. Talk about revival. You want revival, folks? This is where we find it, is when I can get my eyes on Jesus and know that the ensign of the people, it's still flying high this morning. And there is still a wonderful, glorious rest. I'd like to close this morning by reading, in your hearing, the 12th chapter of Isaiah. And in that day, thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise Thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comfortest me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall we draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day, and folks, we're in that day now. In that day shall ye say, praise the Lord. Call upon his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he hath done excellent things. This is known in all the earth. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion. Is that you this morning? Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. I am thankful for the root of Jesse, which stands for an ensign this morning. That is my purpose. That is my goal. That is my rallying point. That is my identity. And that is what I want to keep my eyes on through all chaos and confusion of this world, whether it's in the camp or out of the camp. Lord, help us to lift up our eyes and see no man, Jesus only, for he is our standard. Amen.